And now we're joined by Megan Foster Kelly, who worked with George Caldwell Sells at WAFB and now is doing other things. And she is in charge of Mompreneurs, Mompreneur Nation, which began right here in Big BR. Tell us about Mompreneurs.
This morning. That was awesome. Yeah. So right now we have a group here locally that is launching out nationally for mompreneurs, moms who are at home and running their own business. And it started as a group here in October. Fantastic. Just an idea. Let's just start a group for moms who run businesses. And we started meeting in May. We've been meeting online and, you know, having a group online. And in May, we decided to start meeting locally together. So, and that just has exploded ever since. So we've grown and grown. We've got a little over 700.
700 moms?
Yeah, a little over 700 moms here and on the North Shore.
Wow.
That is a remarkable. Yeah. Well, it's women who have families and have other interests in the business world. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's a hard blend, isn't it?
It's quite interesting.
From experience.
Especially this morning, I'll tell you, this morning I got up to get dressed and the phone mysteriously ended up with my daughter. So the alarm didn't go off and it was just, you know, but it's just juggling things like that every single day and also running a business. Some running big businesses that have employees and, you know, at home, it's like running a small business as well, just keeping the little ones alive and the husband. But, you know, it's an interesting dynamic. And
what
it's
do you
a beautiful
do
thing.
When you get together?
So when we get together, it's about networking. We do about 30 minutes of just getting together, talking, getting to know each mom. And then we move on to different training. So it might be about social media, might be about websites, might be about different things. But we're learning together. And then afterwards, it's just we do a thing where we call business bestie. So you partner with another mom. Yeah. So for that month, you keep each other accountable. You're talking about your dreams. You're pushing each other. You're encouraging each other. But it also gives more opportunity to get to know different women in our area.
Now, you were at WAFB for how long, Megan?
Oh, 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
Yes, yeah, so worked the morning
shift. That experience,
shift.
I'm sure it has certainly been a catalyst to what you're doing now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, it takes a lot to produce and show, get things together, and manage all kinds of situations that come up, chaos, the fun stuff, and all of that, and just dwell with businesses and meeting other people.
Well, now you're getting involved in other places. You mentioned the North Shore, but this mompreneur concept is in three cities, right?
Yes. Yeah, so now we're at North Shore. We're launching in Atlanta and also in Lafayette as well. So what that looks like is we're all meeting nationally online through Facebook, and we also have a portal on our website. So that's got bundles and different things, downloads, and teaching aspects of that, and then each place meets once a month locally.
And you're calling it Mompreneur, that's Mompreneur Nation.
Yes, Mompreneur Nation.
Expanding to Atlanta. Why Atlanta?
Well, we have a lady there that, we're expanding everywhere, but this was an easier start because we had a lady there that really wanted to start up a tribe. So the way it works is as we build our main group, you know, nationally, if someone wants to have a local group, they fill out an application and become a tribe leader. Once they become an established tribe leader, then we start in their area.
And it's Megan Howard Kelly.
Yeah, Megan Howard
Megan
Kelly.
Howard Kelly is her name. And you are the person who had this vision. Sometimes we all have the ideas, but rarely do we see them come to fruition. How did it happen?
Last year, or year 2018, I was able to be in Leadership Baton Rouge, which was phenomenal. We did a follow-up meeting with a lady from BRAC. We were just sitting here talking about different ideas, and she mentioned a B&I and how B&I worked. And she said, you know, it doesn't have childcare. I said, well, the whole reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is so I don't have to be away from my kids, and I can prioritize that. And so I just said quickly, I'm like, you know what, I should just start my own group. And she's kind of laughed, and I laughed. I was like, you know what, I'm going to start my own group. Why not? Okay. There's got to be moms out there like me who want to connect, who want to run their business, but also don't want to sacrifice their time that's irreplaceable with their kids. So here we are.
All right. And how old are your children now, Megan?
7 and 2.
7 and 2. So you're still busy with them, and I imagine you're going to be traveling to Lafayette and the North Shore and Atlanta. this is taking off, you might have every major city in the country represented.
Hey, that's the goal.
Is that the goal?
That's the goal, Jim. That's the goal.
Okay. And the website again is?
Mompreneurnation.com.
Mompreneurnation.com. In our remaining time, Dr. Hippolyte Landry, who I know is a good friend of George Sells, has been waiting patiently for some time, and this is one of the most resilient and remarkable people in the world, and I don't want to leave the hour without having your voice heard by everybody in Baton Rouge. Dr. Landry, good morning to you.
Good morning, my two dear friends. You guys are my best, and I admire you every day to you. Jim and George, it's so good to talk with you. I love both of you guys, and I miss you so much. I'll just have to have a party for my 93rd birthday next month and get you guys over here.
Wow.
I won't be there. 93. He's a year older than Edwin Washington Edwards. And this man, George Sells, flew the world.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm an airplane
nut, too. Set a record. I know you
are.
And he flew over Vietnam while the war was going on.
Well, they don't bother Hippolyte Landry when he does that. I was going to mention about Presley. Dr. Landry treated Presley in 1977 about 4.5 months before his death.
I know.
Dr. Landry guaranteed that he was indeed sick, and he had to go home when he was at Baton Rouge getting ready for a performance.
We only
here.
Have about 15 seconds, but Hippolyte Landry, you went to the old Hilton, now the Marriott, and Elvis was in the penthouse suite, wasn't he? With Linda Thompson, his girlfriend, who later married Bruce Jenner. Small world. But thank you, Hippolyte Landry. Thank you, George Sells. And congratulations, Megan Howard Kelly, for Mompreneur Nation. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Elvis Presley, dead and gone in Memphis, Tennessee, 42 years ago today.